I got lucky.
Hello everyone, it's Mel and Monty. Yahoo! Lucky dip time.
Hello. I'm excited. I feel like I haven't put my hand in the bucket for a while.
You've been a bit of a lazy troll, actually.
Yes, I have. Let's see. Okay. You may recall we did a bit of a silly lucky dip about if flowers were people.
Yes.
Wow, I've gone down the same route because, people liked it. People dug it.
If you missed that one, it was the personality of flowers, wasn't it? Their names and the personality.
Yes. Okay. So I've done the same with vegetables.
Oh, my God.
No, this is good.
Okay.
So let's start with kale.
Okay.
Kale is the teenage girl in your 90s high school rom-com. You know, she's a bit of an outcast. She's studious. She wears glasses. And then all of a sudden the hot guy starts paying attention to her.
Yes, and she has a glow up.
And then she becomes popular. And then she probably becomes a bit of an asshole. That's who Kale is.
Okay.
That's Kale. A previous dork who no one paid attention to and then all of a sudden becomes popular and everyone loves.
Yes.
Names for Kales would be Lucy or Maggie.
I thought Meredith and Meredith.
Meredith?
Kale to me is Meredith.
Right. Okay. Potato, hardworking, solid, probably an accountant, loves providing for their family, loyal, enjoys taking the kids to footy training and dance lessons. Always has a pen on them.
Ah.
Always has their shit all neat and organised.
A potato.
Yes, great at small talk.
Wow.
Likes gardening, but also likes watching reruns of Seinfeld. Names for potatoes. Gregory. Sarah. Not Sarah. She'll correct you if you mispronounce it.
Yes.
Yep. Dennis and Denise.
Oh, wow.
Corn. Good times.
I love corn.
You want corn at your party.
Yes,
everyone likes them.
Yes.
They just go with the flow. They're not too serious. Not a big thinker. Doesn't want to talk politics or religion.
Yeah.
Very nostalgic. Just wants to talk about how Pearl Jam's 10 was the greatest album ever. No big aspirations. Just want to do their Monday to Friday 9 to 5 and party on the weekends.
Yeah.
Names for corns.
Yeah.
Billy.
Ah, yeah.
Dave.
Yeah.
Jesse. Felicity, but she only answers to Flick. Okay. Cauliflower. Hugely insecure. Uncomfortable with who they are, so they try to mimic other people and be like others that they are not born to be, e.g. rice and pizza crust. Let's everyone treat them like shit because they're desperate for love from everyone.
Yeah.
But they just need to find their tribe and they'll be fine. Names for cauliflowers, Colin, Rebecca, Leonard and Judith. Okay.
It's so stupid. I love it.
I love it too. Radish.
Oh, wow.
Radish has had a hard life.
Hard life. And you can see it on the face.
They've been wronged many times over. And as a result, they are very bitter. They do not say please and thank you. They do not smile at babies. They do make an excellent beef stroganoff on the very rare occasion they have their children over for dinner. They hate their entitled grandkids. The only thing that brings them joy is watching birds get hit by cars on the street. Radish names, Boris, Ruth, Alexander and Sonia. Lucky last is lettuce. Lettuce is here for a good time, not a long time. Sexually confident. Will try anything once. Likes the idea of commitment but gets restless after a while. Has ADHD for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Bad with money. Does the occasional line of coke on special occasions but makes up for it by going to the gym and meditating during the week. Names for lettuce. Lola, Julian, Tommy and Sal. What do you think you'd be if you're a vegetable?
Oh, God, that is so good. That is so funny. Fucking hell. I feel like I'm corn out of all of them.
Yeah, I think you're a bit of corn too.
But I'm not that nostalgic. Corn was nostalgic, right?
Yeah, but like for the good times.
Yeah, no, probably, yeah, yeah. Good job, Mel. That was
Thanks.
Very funny.
Thanks.
Yeah, okay, make sure you get in touch with us. What Hit vegetable us up. Are you?
Let us know what vegetable you are.
So good. Show and Tell Online is where you can find us on Instagram is the best place to catch us. Also, thanks to our Patreons. You can head over to patreon.com / show and tell online, and our memberships start at about $5 a month. I think it's about that. Just helps with the running of the pod if you can. All right. We'll catch you next time. Bye.
Love yous.